Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Nine o'clock hour, live from the Northern Kia Studios. John Fricke on Sports Radio 92 on the game. In for John Chuckery tonight, in tomorrow night as well, and then my weekend show. And Chuck will be back on Monday, and then next week I fill in for Dukes and Bell. I'm on quite the run. This is my beautiful bride, the real estate maven, said, what is this? This is day number 21 of 31 in a row. And for all of you that are working, look, I've worked a lot more than 31 in a row in my life, okay? I used to be radio and television both before I quit TV, and I would work six solid months. But so it's not that big a deal. I'm not lifting up, you know, garbage cans here. You guys that actually do work out there, the guys that pick up the trash and the guys that will do the road work and the guys that, if you do real work, I mean, this ain't real work. This is me talking to you. So I'm not really worried about that. I'm just saying that you have an opportunity here on my show. When I get a solo show and don't have a co-host, you are the co-host. I enjoy the art form and the discussion of good old-fashioned talk radio, which is why I take a lot of calls. And when you call in here, we can disagree as long as you're not disagreeable. We can disagree all we want, and you're not going to get cut off. You're going to get plenty of time. You might want to ask me a question. I might want to ask you a question. You can come on here and be on for a couple of minutes talking to me, not 15 seconds and, hey, how you doing? Let me ask you a question and bye. That's not the way I roll here. And I have two big questions for you that I would like you to answer for me. If you're a Braves fan, is this series against Tampa, how important is it to you to go down there and make a statement? Look, in the standings right now, Tampa, by the way, is tied with Philadelphia at 1-1, and they're in extra innings down in Tampa, and Tampa's lost four in a row. We could actually use them winning that game against the Phillies, but the Tampa's in second overall in baseball. The team that's in third place overall is Baltimore. The team in fourth place overall is Texas. The team in fifth place overall, 1-5, 5 best records in baseball, the Miami Marlins. And if you look at the Baltimore Orioles, yep, beat them. Texas Rangers, yep, you beat them. Miami Marlins, dude, you've crushed the hell out of them. Those 3, 4, and 5 ranked teams right now and the best records of baseball, you're 13-3 against those teams. 13-3. Now, if you go down to Tampa, you're talking about the team that was considered by many in the national media, not me, to be the best team in baseball for a long time throughout the course of this season. They weren't. I tried to tell them. It's not they aren't. The Braves are. But, okay, be that as it may, how important is it the Braves go down there and step on these guys and go to the All-Star break, you know, making another statement? 404-726-0929. Also, this big discussion about the Atlanta Hawks. I had one. Let me get back to my Twitter here. 404-726-0929, because I want to make sure I get the person. I know who the person is, but I'm not sure I know what his tagline is, or his at, I should say. I see. It's at Mario GA 12,000. He goes by DeMario A. Falcons. He tweets at me quite often here. And an hour ago, he tweeted, at John Fricke, ain't nobody giving Toronto all that. Who we getting here, Michael Jordan? Look, I think if you look at it from a straight standpoint, if Toronto were to ask for what I said they were going to ask for in the Siakam trade, you'd only be parting with one starter. Now, you would give up some nice assets, but what are we talking about doing here? Are we talking about, you know, improving the team? Pascal Siakam is an improvement on the team. Unless we could figure out what to do with Trey and DeJounte. I see, that's the unknown here. If Quinn Snyder is convinced that he can get Trey and DeJounte on the same page, then that's great. But if he can't, you just signed him to 4 years and $120 million. Okay, why? Because we haven't seen it yet. One of the other callers came in and said, hey, they just need a little bit more time together. And all I could think when he said it was, really? They had a whole year. Not a month, a year. And it still wasn't working. The best thing that the Atlanta Hawks did when they beat Miami in the playoffs and took the Celtics to six games and played as well as they did to kind of up their game was it was Trey takeover time, right? I mean, it was just Trey takeover, which is when the Hawks tend to have success is when Trey takes over. 404-726-0929. If you would like to be part of the program, we have a couple of lines open to take your calls and discuss the Hawks and the Braves. Let's go to Mike. He joins us. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing? I'll talk about the Hawks and the Braves for a second. The Hawks, the front office frustrates me. I don't see them making a trade anytime soon. You give up John Collins, you give up his.
Mike?
Nyeke Okongwu.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, you broke up for a second. Yeah, you give up John Collins is where we lost you.
You give up John Collins' contract. You've got guys like Jalen Johnson, Onyeka Okongwu in the system, and I really just think they're going to fill in their minutes. And then I think we're leaning more towards giving up on Trae Young. They obviously, you get swept in the first round. You don't do anything. The backcourt's not working. You don't do you draft another guard in the draft with Kobe Bufkin, and I think signing DeJounte Murray, they're not giving up anything unless the Raptors sign Pascal Siakam to another huge contract, so that way we don't have him for a year.
Yeah, oh, that's fair enough. A couple of technical points here. They didn't get swept. They took Boston to six. And Trey was the dominant reason that they did. So, I don't see them trading Trey anytime soon. Quinn Snyder took this job with the intention of trying to turn Trey Young into a next-level star, so... I don't know that I see that. But I am fascinated by why you would have signed DeJounte. And Mike, it came at 6:20 at night on a Thursday night, and I thought, really? Of all the things in the offseason, signing DeJounte Murray to a new deal was not necessarily on my bingo card.
Yeah, absolutely. I just with dumping John Collins, I think the biggest thing they're doing is making room for guys like Jalen Johnson and Okongwu to get more playing time. I don't see them signing anyone for the rest of this offseason.
Boy, I have not seen anything in Okongwu's game that says he's an NBA starter to me. Nothing. I mean, I like him, but he can't extend the floor beyond 3 feet.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
I don't know where they're going with this. I really don't. All right, so let's go on to the Braves here.
Yeah, absolutely. I think going down to Tampa, I don't see it as a must-win. You don't have a healthy Max Fried, so you're missing one of your best pitchers, so he's not even back yet, so I'm not really too worried. I'd love to go down there and continue to win, but so would every other Braves fan. But I'm not expecting this to be a go-out-and-go-in. The only thing that really matters is the playoffs.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. That's why I asked the question. Thank you, Jason. I appreciate your chiming in here at 404-726-0929. Yeah, that's why I asked the question. I don't know how important it is. I'm kind of viewing it this way. You have stepped on the neck of every other team, okay? Every other team in baseball. And so, the good teams, the bad teams, all the other power. And so it's like the last hurdle to getting everybody's attention in making everybody fully understand that what I believe to be true, which is that there are the Atlanta Braves and there is a gulf of difference between the Braves and the next best team in baseball. I think there's a big gulf. I think the Braves are clearly – I mean, if we were voting in the top 25, the Braves ought to be a unanimous number one. And I don't know that I necessarily see that. I would see a lot of people saying, well, the Rays are still good, or, you know, they would come up with some kind of thing. You know, the Yankees still have it when the Yankees are getting beat 13-0 tonight at home by Baltimore. So there's that. Let's go to Justin. Justin, you're on with John. Hey, Justin.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about the Braves. I mean, I think we're clearly the best team in baseball. I think everybody should know that if they're following along. So the only reason why I want to go to Tampa and kind of make a statement is I'm tired of seeing the national media just talk about the Reds and the Tampa Bay Tampa Bay Rays and just Braves. I mean, you know, even when we Cincinnati and whoop up on the Reds, you know, the leading story is De La Cruz in the Reds, not the Braves winning 2 out of 3 from them. So, but thoughts?
Yeah, no, it is interesting that they always seem to find something else to talk about. Not that Ellie De La Cruz isn't quite a story, and of course he made big headlines with that home run and the butt end of his bat and all that kind of stuff. And he's a hell of a young player. He really is. I mean, he's a great young player. And to be that fast, that big, that rangy, and be 6'6", and play short, I really like him. But you're right. It's always about the other team here. And to that degree here, you know, it's always been about the Rays are doing this, Rays are doing that. By the way, the Rays just went to the 11th inning at home trying to snap their 4-game skid. They're tied 1-1 with the Phillies, and the Rays have lost 4 in a row. So kind of hope the Rays win that game. The Braves come in, I guess it's more than anything else, is just to, you know, serve notice. If they can win the series against the Rays, maybe somebody will finally realize that, maybe the Braves are really the team to beat. Vegas thinks because Vegas is looking, the odds for the Braves to win the World Series are stupid low. I mean, it's like, okay, odds on favorite, but, you know, you don't get any attention or respect until you do it. And I'm like, well, didn't we just win a World Series? Don't we have, like, a guy that's doing something that nobody else in the history of baseball has done? Oh, you mean Shohei? You got Shohei? Oh, God. all right, Jason, you wanted to, I mean, Justin, you, is Justin still with us? Thank you for the call, Justin. 404-726-0929 is the number. We're talking about both the Hawks and the Braves here. You can always talk football with me. And if you jump into the program, I will likely ask you a question as well. But the questions I present to you is, how important is this Tampa series? I think there's a little bit of importance to it. I think the Braves need to make a little bit of a statement and then go into the All-Star break really rolling and then come out of the All-Star break just a house of fire and just let's put this thing away and get it done with. 404-726-0929. Then there, of course, are the Atlanta Hawks. I just find this whole thing interesting. It could be nothing more than, hey, we really like DeJounte Murray and we'd like to keep him, so we're going to sign him to a new deal. That may be it. And which is fine, by the way. I wonder why. I mean, what was it about last year that you saw between Murray and Trey that says, hey, this is working? Maybe Quinn figures that he can make it work. Let's go to Jason. He's on with John. Hey, Jason.
Hey, John, man. I'm really enjoying your show, man. I like this new show that you got.
I appreciate that.
I had a couple of points about I think it is just that they like DeJounte, and they want to give this some time with him and Trey. And I really don't think they're going to be able to make another move because they don't have anything anybody wants. Nobody wants DeAndre Hunter. Nobody wants Clint Capela. You're not going to get anything of value by trading those guys. They're pretty much, I think they're going to go into next year with the team that they have now. It's not going to be difficult to replace John Collins' 13 points and 6 rebounds a night. Yeah, it's not going to be hard to replace that. And as far as the other caller that said they're about to give up on Trae Young because they drafted a point guard, no, they drafted a point guard to back up Trae Young and DeJounte. He's not taking Trae Young's job. They're not about to trade Trae Young. But I don't see another big move materializing here. I think they're going to see what Quinn Snyder can do with this group, and I actually think he can do a really good job with them from what I saw last season and the sample size he had, but that's what I got on the Hawks.
All right, to the Hawks, and you can make your Braves point here in a moment. So I'm to believe here, and I'm not saying you, Jason, I'm being led to believe as a Hawks fan that they are going to be 10 wins better next year simply by getting rid of one of their better players. That's what they want me to believe, right?
Well, you look, John Collins disappeared constantly when he was on the floor with the Hawks. He's almost like DeAndre Hunter. When the Hawks needed him, he was unable to step up. He was a non-factor. If Trae Young was off, you look to your second star, which is DeJounte, and the third guy is supposed to be John. And he was nowhere to be found. He's got talent, but he cannot create his own shot. He needs somebody to set him up all the time. He's too small to play down low. He doesn't have a consistent outside shot. I mean, I don't think we're going to miss John Collins as much as you think. That's just my opinion.
Oh, no, I'm not, Jason, I'm with you. I was okay with getting rid of John Collins, but I don't see much. What's the plan to fill in for that spot? I mean, you're telling me it's going to be Sadiq Bey? Okay, fine. I mean, if that's the way you want to roll and Sadiq Bey is going to fill that, are you going to go small maybe sometimes and put Bogey into that? All right, that's fine too. But if you're putting one of those two guys into the starting rotation here, you just what's your bench? I mean, you didn't go out and get anybody for your bench.
Well, they may still do that, though. They may still go get a smaller piece to
there's
put on
nobody,
their bench.
But Jason, there's nobody left. Free agency gone. Ain't nobody left. So I'm kind of going, all right, I'm not really sure what I'm not really sure I understand what the plan is here. I guess I'm a little befuddled. Anyway, a quick comment on the Braves here, Jason?
It's absolutely a statement series in Tampa Bay. All I've heard all season from the national media is, oh, Tampa Bay, Tampa Bay, Tampa Bay. Atlanta needs to go down there and just beat them by three games by a combined score of 30-3. And just, I mean, I want to see that other sports network try to come up with an excuse to explain how great Tampa is then. Because this Braves team is they're a history-making squad. There's never been a team like them. You could talk about this team in the same breath as the Bronx Bombers. You know, I mean, it's crazy the offense that this team is putting up. And I agree with you. This is the most fun. I've been watching the Braves since 89. This is the most fun I've ever had watching a Braves play.
I'm kind of with you. Yeah, appreciate it. I'm way late for a break here. That's my bad. So quick break. Back with more of your calls here at 404-726-0929. We're talking about the Hawks and whether or not the DeJounte Murray deal is about the DeJounte Murray deal or is it about something else. And we're talking about the Braves and how important this series is in Tampa. I'm with Jason. I think it's pretty important. All right, quick break. Back in a moment with John Fricke on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
John Fricke for John Chuckery on this Thursday night. Boy, we have stuff to talk about. Two big topics that we're breaking down here with you. What do you make of the Atlanta Hawks announcement that they are that they've reached a new deal with DeJounte Murray, 4 years and $120 million? And how important is this series for the Braves going down to Tampa starting tomorrow night? I actually think it's pretty important. I think it's a real, of all the statements, this right here, right now, and one versus two right before the All-Star break, this is a chance down in Tampa at their place to really get everybody. You want to be the talk of the town? Here it is. Go out and take care of those guys. All right, let's get to your calls. Kamal, Matt, and James will begin with Kamal, who joins John. Hey, Kamal.
Hey, good evening. I'm John. I'm trying to understand the logic here. We just signed a steal in the draft here. But before I get there, you stated that we didn't make any moves. I mean, moving John Collins gave us a lot of cap flexibility and a lot of flexibility for the future to sign someone like DeJounte Murray and Double O and Bay if they so choose to keep them. We also stole from Houston 2 first-round picks and 2 second-round picks. That's something that we could leverage for other assets in the future. That's something that we could send off to other teams if we so choose to make more moves, because right now we have 19 players. So more moves are coming. As far as Murray, again, when you sign a guy that's taking a pay cut in the way Murray has just took a pay cut, you're not trading him. You're keeping him and you're building around that. This guy is averaged 20 points, 6 rebounds for a guard, which is ridiculous. And 4 rebounds and 6 assists. 4 rebounds and 6 assists last year in his first year as a Hawk. That's down from the Spurs, where he damn near averaged a triple-double. He's a all-star, and for all that talk about Siakam, he's only a 2-time all-star. And when he won a title, that came with Kawhi Leonard. So he didn't, as a standalone player who's also older, he ain't necessarily going to give us a title contender or make us a title-contending team. So I'm not sure why would you give Murray and all those assets and mortgage our future to get him. You can wait a year
okay,
and get him.
It's fair enough. You asked me a question, okay? And I'll be happy to answer it. I am not in the future business here, okay? I'm tired of being in the damn future business. I want to win now. Enough of this future business. I couldn't care less about 2025 or 2026 or 2027. I need this team to start winning now. And so I want to make moves that this that will guarantee this team. So the moves they've made, when you talk about getting assets like number one pick, that does not register, I mean, at all to me, unless you turn those into something that's going to help me now. I don't care about 2026. Don't care. Don't, you know, I don't care about now. And so I want to see them make a move here in terms of trying to make a definitive move for this coming season, because at the moment they are worse than where they were at the beginning of the at the end of the regular season in terms of player personnel, even losing John Collins, because I'm not a huge John Collins fan, but there's no question that they are not a better team, in my opinion.
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you, Kamal.
Okay. Where you just, if you trade Murray, you're back to where you're starting from. You just lost a 20-point scorer, 6-assist guy. So you're not
except,
getting
except,
any
except, trade except, except, okay. Yeah, except that, again, Kamal, if you can guarantee me this is going to work. See, the problem isn't DeJounte Murray's a great player. You know, Trae Young's a great player. Together, they're not a great combo.
Well, I think that's that's something that's due possibly because of a coaching culture that didn't incorporate them very well. He was a very much so a Nate McMillan ran an offense which basically the players had to kind of choose what was the best play at hand. With Trae and with Murray, you want to spread the floor and you want to shoot. You want Trae to break down the defense and you want to provide the shooter. Something that Siakam is not good at, which, again, I don't understand the logic behind
it. Yeah, he's not a great shooter. I know. I get it. I know. Right? I get it.
So then
but he is a better rebounder.
Floor,
and he's a better he's a better scorer, right? Okay, I got you. You know, no,
well,
and that's
in a system with Trae, if you put Siakam on the 3-point line, he's not going to be a better scorer. You got to put him
right,
in the
I understand
post. And so now, what you going to do with Capella?
Right.
So then that means
well,
you got to
move
Capella.
Double,
as well.
I think what you would do in that case, you double up post him. But here's the point, Kamal. I'm fine and good with what you're saying about, you know, it being a coaching thing, and thank you for the call, Kamal. I'm fine and good with what you're saying, that Quinn Snyder looks at it and says, I can make this work, and I can elevate these two into a tandem that will be the best guard combo in the East. I'm good with that, okay? But here's it. You better damn do it. Because if we go through another year of what we just went through, where that didn't work, then I am going to be sitting here going, all right, walk me through this again. You said it was going to work. Because now you're going to tell me it's going to work because it didn't work last year. All right, well, okay. But you better make it work because otherwise you're going to lose people like me. The Hawks are standing around. Hey, we just re-signed a guy that we already had under contract for next year. Okay, all right. Matt is with us. Hey, Matt, welcome to the show.
Hey, John. Good to talk to you, bud. Big fan. Hey, real quick on the Hawks, just wanted to ask you, do you think we're paying above, right at, or, you know, below market value for DeJounte Murray?
Oh, I think it's probably right at.
It right might at. Okay. Actually I didn't know if he was taking.
Here's why. Because it was the veteran maximum. So he got the maximum, veteran maximum in the deal. And he got a player option for his fourth year. I mean, $30 million a year is nothing to sneeze at.
Okay, well, I didn't know if we were underpaying him or that might make him easier to move. And what do you think the value is of a second-round pick these days? Because how often do second-round picks really...
Zero.
Okay.
Zero, zilch, not a squat.
Okay, so those picks that we accumulated basically are worthless.
To me.
Okay,
I think
I agree
any
with
pick
that.
That's outside the lot. I think that any pick outside the lottery is worthless.
Yeah, I agree. On the Braves, real quick, I think it is important for us to go down there and have a good showing at least. However, the reason why I say that is because we have a, I don't want to say a shell of a pitching staff compared to what we have. But what do you think are the chances if we get to the World Series and we get Kyle Wright back, we get Max Fried back, they're dealing. What do you think would be our look if we move Spencer Strider into the closing role?
Well, I mean, I kind of floated that idea. They're not going to do it this year. If they do it ever, if they turn him into the new version of John Smoltz, they're not going to do it now. Not this season.
Yeah, I didn't know if they might do it like a World Series.
No, they would never. You would never do yeah. that. You would never chase somebody who's never done it. You'd have to go through, you know, an adjustment period. You'd have to, you know, get them in the right mindset. That would be a, you're asking for that to turn into a disaster. Okay. No, you wouldn't take her with it like that. So you are going to get Freed back here probably in about 3 weeks, and you do have Soroka here. You have Colby Allard here. Look, you can make an argument that Colby Allard's actually pitched better in his two outings than Soroka has, which probably has. It doesn't mean that he's going to do that all the time, but you're going to have options in your starting staff. That's why I said earlier in the program, if the Padres, because CBS is saying the Padres might be willing to shed a few players here because it hasn't worked for all the money they spent, and one of the players they may shed is Josh Hader, and if they're going to shed Josh Hader, I want Alex Anthopoulos to be on the phone to San Diego saying, what do you want?
Right.
For Josh Hader.
Okay. Well, how much do you think the I was listening earlier, but then I got in, had to get gas and stuff like that. How important do you think this series is this weekend?
Oh, I think it's pretty important. I think it's another chance to make another big statement to everybody about who the big walking talking is, and I think they want to make sure that everybody understands that. I think they want to be able to go to Seattle and walk in the door saying, yeah, what was the line from the celebration? Jock Peterson line that I can't repeat on the air.
Yeah, I hear you. What's good enough for you? Is it 3 out of 3, 2 out of 3, or just, you know,
2 out of 3 works. 2 out of 3 works. Let's win the series. We've won 10 straight series. Go down there, take a series from them. Take 2 out of 3 in their own ballpark, and then walk into Seattle going, yep, we are those guys. Thanks, Matt. Do appreciate. Do I have time for James, or do I got to get to a break here? Let's get to a break. How about James, the only reason I'm going to do that is because I want to spend a couple of minutes with you, and I don't want to be up against the clock and have to run you off so fast. So, James, if you'd be patient, a short break, and then we'll be back with James and you as well at 404-726-0929. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Kamal. And look, we can agree or disagree. We all see things the way we see things. That's all. I'm not right, necessarily. That's why I'm asking you. I'm just saying this is how I kind of see it. I just find this whole thing with Jonte to be odd. This is your big move to re-sign a guy that you was already under contract to extend it? Okay. All right. Just, you better make it work. I'm just saying, make it work. On Sports Radio 90, time the game. You know, one of the reasons I think we're all so impassioned as fans is because we care. And this is why I appreciate all the callers, all of you guys and gals. And when Kamal calls in, and he's not wrong, he's right. I mean, you know, we did get some assets when I said we didn't get anything in this offseason. He's technically right. But in my world, we didn't get anything. I mean, assets don't mean anything to me. I'm sorry. They just don't. I don't have time for assets. I have time for let's win now. And I'm sick and tired of having to wait. There have been two great runs in the Atlanta Hawks over the last, 8 years or so. The 60-win team, when that team, Coach Bud had that team rolling, I think they were like 19-0 in January of that year, if I'm not mistaken. the Horford and Tabo and Damari Carroll and Korver and Teague and that guy. And they passed the basketball, P-A-S-S-E-D, as good as any team I've ever seen from a team passing. I mean, they ran that offense to absolute precision night in and night out, play in and play out. And then, of course, the incredible run of Trey Bowing at Madison Square and beating Joel in Game 7 at Philadelphia and then stepping on the referee's foot in Milwaukee. That's it. You know, that's what I've had. And I need more from a franchise that's never even been to the finals. And when you have a star, I don't want to waste this time with Trae Young. Because otherwise, Trae Young, in a couple of years, Trae Young is going to turn into Dame Lillard. He's going to say, I want out. And everybody here is going to be mad. And if he does that, and we haven't done anything, I'm going to say, don't blame the man. Do not. I don't blame the man at all. You know, how long does he have to wait here? What's he going into year six? All right, let's get your thoughts on the Hawks and the Braves. How important do you think this series is in Tampa here? We go to James. I appreciate you being patient. Hey, James.
Hey, John. How you doing today?
Good, man.
Awesome, awesome. Hey, your take about P.L. Siakam, I actually kind of like that. Maybe not giving up that much, maybe doing a sign-in trade. I can do it. I'll live with it because he stretches the floor, gives more spacing to Trey. I know you said get rid of Murray in that trade, so that's okay. You know, as long as Clint and Trey still doing their thing, I think it'll work. But here's a name that hasn't been mentioned yet. You know, what about a bogey for Buddy Hield? You know, like you mentioned that 60-win team. I like that. They passed it. They had shooting. Buddy Hield has like made the most threes in the past 5 years as anyone. He has more than Curry. Why don't we bring another guy in to kind of stretch the floor? You know, not as expensive as a Siakam, but someone that can get the job done on the three-point line. And that, Murray?
You don't have to talk me into Buddy Hield. I mean, I liked him. I mean, that'd be the Oklahoma connection, right, with Trey and Buddy. I know I've always liked him as a player. Is he available? I think that team out there is looking like pretty – that team looking pretty good.
Yeah, they're looking pretty good. And honestly, he's getting a little longer in the tooth, right? He's been in the league a little bit. So as far as that Murray sign, is that the safe face? Is that like this? Now I'm going to get a little, I guess, political here. Is that the GM's son making that and saving face? Or is that Mr. Landry kind of signing what he had? You know, he gave up all them first picks. You know, he started the job like a year ago. So he gave up all that assets to get him. Is that him just trying to keep him here? Because that's what it kind of feels like. You know, it is a little strange to give him, you know, a deal before he even proved himself in the second year where it wasn't successful. I do feel it is a little strange.
Well, I guess I don't view it that way. It's only one of two things. The only reason you would have, because again, he was under contract for next year. It's either that they signed him so that they could trade him because he has a tradable contract, or they really believe that Quinn Snyder says to them, this is a Quinn Snyder call, where Quinn Snyder says, look, I can make this work. I can turn those two into a two-headed monster. And by the way, if that's the case, I'm fine with that. James, I'm fine with it. I just need to see it.
What about this Dame Leonard? I saw that we were top six in odds to get him. Then he came out and said Miami or nowhere. Like, you think we have a chance? Yeah, I love Trey, but Dame is proven, you know? Trey is too, to
yeah,
degree.
Dame's also
I wouldn't
32.
Give up Trey,
but... I wouldn't either. I mean, yeah, Dame's 32 years old. I'm working on 33. Look, I love Dame. Dame Leonard's a guy that you go out. If this franchise were knocking on the door of a title and he was going to be the big upgrade at that spot and the kick over to the title, sure. But that's not where they're at. Again, James, stranger things have happened. I mean, I don't pretend to know things. I still think there's another move here. I refuse to believe that the move goal in the offseason was to dump John Collins' contract, extend DeJounte Murray, and get some future draft picks. That's it?
That's with this current team, we're not better than Boston. We're not better than Milwaukee.
We're not better than the team we finished the season last year. We're not better than the Atlanta Hawks.
I would agree. I'd actually agree. Yeah, John Collins, I loved him.
Yeah, thanks, James. Do appreciate it. Let's go to Bobby. He joins John at 404-726. Open us up a phone line, 404-726-0929. You and I just kind of talking and chatting some sports on a Thursday night. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, how you doing, man? I just called in. We talked earlier, but I didn't talk expound on my thoughts about it. I'm a big time Braves fan. I do believe it's a big series. I hope they can win at least two out of three in this series. But my thing is, we got a team I really believe can win the World Series. I hope, like you said, that they can get somebody like Hader. But if they can't get him, I said just be on the safe side. Just go ahead and get them an ace starter. And the reason I say that is because we can't guarantee that Matt Free or Kyle Wright, when they come back, they're going to be back. And the way we saw them before they got hurt. And the reason I say that is because look at Mike Soroka. I mean, he's coming back, but he goes in between, like, trying to find his old rhythm. And the reason why is because he's been out so long. And, you know, when they come back, they're coming back in the middle of the season. So I'm hoping that they come back the way we think they're going to come back and be all blaze. But I even remember last year, we thought Freed and Smith were going to be okay. And then we got the playoff. Both of them either were sick or got hurt. So I'm always saying, look, if we got a team that we know can hit, the more pitching you have, the most aces you can get. And the way the Braves making money, it won't hurt to get another one. That just make your team stronger. Just like the Astros were last year when they had that pitcher hurt. And they just moved to the bullpen. So my thing is, we can't get that ace closer coming out, get you another ace starter. But just make sure you make some kind of move, man, because I don't want them to waste it. Because like I said, I really believe they can do it this year. But all right, I want to hear your thoughts about it, man. And God bless you.
Yeah, God bless you too, Bobby. I'll put my faith in, you know, Alex Anthopoulos has made two of the greatest trade deadline moves I've ever seen a general manager make. You remember back, what, 4 or 5 years ago when he had no bullpen and he went out and got Mark Melancon and he got Chris Martin and, you know, and they made Will Smith and they got all three of those guys right at the trade deadline and turned them into 7, 8, 9 down the stretch. And then, of course, the much-discussed move to the outfield a couple of years back in the World Series year with Soler and Jock and, of course, Eddie Rosario. So he'll make a move here. It just seems to me that the only real hole on the team right now would be for a left-handed reliever. My faith in A.J. Minter is somewhat shaken. There's a loss on this team from an injury that we don't talk about enough, and that's the loss of Tyler Matzek. And losing him for the entire year, I don't know what's going to happen in the future with Matzek. I don't know what's going to happen in the future with Ian Anderson. They haven't given up on Ian Anderson, by the way. Of course, he's been injured too, long-term. And I don't know if Michael Soroka will ever get back to being that. Can Colby Allard find something in his career, late in his career? I mean, there's a lot of ifs and buts and candies and nuts here. Not to mention Max Fried coming back and maybe potentially Kyle Wright. So there's a lot of question marks about that pitching staff. I agree with you, Bobby. But in my world right now, I think that I look at Kirby Yates and Colin McHugh, even Iglesias, and I go, Minter, and I go, you know what? If I could get a frontline lockdown kind of guy, like a Josh Hader, I think I would do it. And I would, if the Padres want Vaughn Grissom and A.J. Smith-Shawver, I'd do it. But that's just me. 404-726-0929. If you want to be part of the program, we're talking about the Hawks and the Braves, both big stories here. Let's go to Chip. Hey, Chip.
Hey, how you doing? It's good to hear your voice. I know you were a little stoned yesterday by mail, but we ain't going to go back to that. I thought that was kind of messed up. But nonetheless, we're going to get to the script here. I like what our Braves doing, man. We need to win this thing. And the way they playing, I don't even want them to have a break because they're playing top-notch baseball. So, yeah, we need to win it. And for the Hawks go, and I want to have a little dialogue with you on this Hawks thing.
Okay.
First of all, it didn't work with Jonte. When you got two guards like them, for one thing, both of them like to play with the ball in the hand. I noticed that the offense seemed to get stagnated when Jonte got the ball. And don't get me wrong, he's a good ball player. Created his own shot. You know, he's a good ball player, but I didn't think that was what the Hawks needed. I kind of think they needed a shooter or two because you got to remember when Trey came in the league, and I got to give Trey his props. He sacrificed his game because he came in shooting threes and shooting the ball and everything. And he downrated – I ain't going to say he downrated the game, but I say he – he wasn't as selfish. He say, hey, y'all want me to be a facilitator, I can do that too. You got to remember, he got Capella to where he could score double-digit points. At one point, Capella wasn't doing up again rebound. So kudos still go to our point guard. I just don't think it's going to work, and I'd just like to get your, you know, opinion about it.
I thought there was an interesting little note, Chip, that kind of went by and by after the season was over, and that was from Trey saying that Quinn Snyder had really talked to him about going back to being a much more of a three-point shooter and really working on his three-point game in the offseason. And I wonder if he was trying to say to Trey, look, we want to make DeJounte the point. We want you to be kind of an off-ball facilitator, and we want you to shoot threes because you'll extend nobody outside of Steph Curry. Nobody extends defenses in the NBA more than Trae Young because of his ability to hit logo threes. So you've got to kind of come out 30, 32 feet away from the basket with the one guy to open up the floor. You want to talk about opening up the floor. That if he just stands on this side of the logo, you can't just let him stand there. He's not on the line. He's but he can shoot it from there. Yeah, but go guard him. So I don't know. It'll be interesting. And you're right. He has. We talked about it. He's kind of lost his 3-point game where he was, you know, logo Trey here. So it is going to be fascinating to see how. And again, if Quinn Snyder, I'm going to leave a lot of this to Quinn Snyder. I have no problem with not doing much of anything in the sense that as long as you get 10 wins better, I'm good. But you got to get 10 wins better. You know. So let's see what they do on the court here. Do I think that Quinn Snyder could be worth the number of wins as a coach? I want to believe that. I really kind of did like where this team was down the stretch. And, you know, then again, let's talk about the fact that you beat Miami in the playoffs and you did take the Celtics to 6. But that's kind of where you're at in terms of your ceiling, though. That's the thing. You look at the team and go, okay, that's pretty much our ceiling. And, right now, again, what did you do to raise that ceiling here in this offseason? You didn't do anything. You know, you did literally nothing to raise it in the offseason. I mean, you re-signed DeJounte Murray. He was already under contract. So that's a net, it'll affect 2024 or 2025. And that's great. That's fine. I mean, but that didn't affect now. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't change anything. You haven't added anybody to this. You've added Rudy Gay and Ty Washington. No offense to those guys. That's not exactly the power move you need to make in the East. You got rid of John Collins and added Rudy Gay and Ty Washington. You know, I mean, that was what you kind of, you know, all right. 404-726-0929. We're talking about the Hawks and the Braves here. Thank you, Chip, for the call. Sports Radio 92 on the game. Is it an important series of the Braves? I kind of think it is. I'm not saying it's Mondo point. Just to really put a button on what has been a phenomenal first half to go down there against the Rays. The Rays have now lost. Did they lose that game? I think they did. I think they've lost now 5 in a row, and the Phillies swept them down there. Yep, Phillies went down and swept them in Tampa, and the Rays have lost 5 in a row. Phew, man. So maybe you're catching them at a good time. Let's go down and step on their necks, too. And what do you make of the DeJounte Murray deal on Sports Radio 910 game in the Odyssey app?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You know, one of the reasons I think we're all so impassioned as fans is because we care. And this is why I appreciate all the callers, all of you guys and gals. And when Kamal calls in, and he's not wrong, he's right. I mean, you know, we did get some assets when I said we didn't get anything in this offseason. He's technically right. But in my world, we didn't get anything. I mean, assets don't mean anything to me. I'm sorry. They just don't. I don't have time for assets. I have time for let's win now. And I'm sick and tired of having to wait. There have been two great runs in the Atlanta Hawks over the last, 8 years or so. The 60-win team, when that team, Coach Bud had that team rolling, I think they were like 19-0 in January of that year, if I'm not mistaken. The Horford and Tabo and Damari Carroll and Korver and Teague and that guy. And they passed the basketball, P-A-S-S-E-D, as good as any team I've ever seen from a team passing. I mean, they ran that offense to absolute precision, night in and night out, play in and play out. And then, of course, the incredible run of Trey Bowing at Madison Square and beating Joel in Game 7 at Philadelphia and then stepping on the referee's foot in Milwaukee. That's it. You know, that's what I've had. And I need more from a franchise that's never even been to the finals. And when you have a star, I don't want to waste this time with Trae Young. Because otherwise, Trae Young, in a couple of years, Trae Young is going to turn into Dame Lillard. He's going to say, I want out. And everybody here is going to be mad. And if he does that, and we haven't done anything, I'm going to say, don't blame the man. Do not. I don't blame the man at all. You know, how long does he have to wait here? What's he going into year 6? All right, let's get your thoughts on the Hawks and the Braves. How important do you think this series is in Tampa here? We go to James. I appreciate you being patient. Hey, James.
Hey, John. How you doing today?
Good, man.
Awesome, awesome. Hey, your take about Pial Siakam, I actually kind of like that. Maybe not giving up that much, maybe doing a sign-in trade. I can do it. I'll live with it because he stretches the floor, gives more spacing to Trey. I know you said get rid of Murray in that trade, so that's okay. You know, as long as Clint and Trey still doing their thing, I think it'll work. But here's a name that hasn't been mentioned yet. You know, what about a bogey for Buddy Hield? You know, like you mentioned that 60-win team. like that. They passed it. They had shooting. Buddy Hield has made the most threes in the past 5 years as anyone. He has more than Curry. Why don't we bring another guy in to kind of stretch the floor? You know, not as expensive as a Siakam, but someone that can get the job done on the three-point line. And that, Murray?
You don't have to talk me into Buddy Hield. I mean, I liked him. I mean, that'd be the Oklahoma connection, right, with Trey and Buddy. I know I've always liked him as a player. Is he available? I mean, I think that team that team looking pretty good.
Yeah, they're looking pretty good. And honestly, he's getting a little longer in the tooth, right? He's been in the league a little bit. So as far as that Murray sign, is that the safe face? Is that like this? Now I'm going to get a little, I guess, political here. Is that the GM's son making that and saving face? Or is that Mr. Landry kind of signing what he had? You know, he gave up all them first picks. You know, he started the job like a year ago. So he gave up all that assets to get him. Is that him just trying to keep him here? Because that's what it kind of feels like. You know, it is a little strange to give him, you know, a deal before he even proved himself in the second year where it wasn't successful. I do feel it is a little strange.
Well, I guess I don't view it that way. It's only one of two things. The only reason you would have, because again, he was under contract for next year. It's either that they signed him so that they could trade him because he has a tradable contract, or they really believe that Quinn Snyder says to them, this is a Quinn Snyder call, where Quinn Snyder says, look, I can make this work. I can turn those two into a two-headed monster. And by the way, if that's the case, I'm fine with that. James, I'm fine with it. I just need to see it.
What about this Dame Leonard? I saw that we were top six in odds to get him. Then he came out and said Miami or nowhere. Like, you think we have a chance? Yeah, I love Trey, but Dame is proven, you know? Trey is two to
yeah,
degree.
Dame's also
I wouldn't
32.
Give up Trey,
but... I wouldn't either. I mean, yeah, Dame's 32 years old. I'm working on 33. Look, I love Dame. Dame Leonard is a guy that you go out if this franchise were knocking on the door of a title and he was going to be the big upgrade at that spot and the kick over to the title, sure. But that's not where they're at. Again, James, stranger things have happened. I mean, I don't pretend to know things. I still think there's another move here. I refuse to believe that the move the goal in the offseason was to dump John Collins' contract, extend DeJounte Murray, and get some future draft picks. Okay, that's it?
With this current team, we're not better than Boston. We're not better than Milwaukee.
We're not better than the team that finished the season last year. We're not better than the Atlanta Hawks.
I would agree. I'd actually agree. Yeah, John Collins, I loved him.
Yeah, thanks, James. Do appreciate it. Let's go to Bobby. He joins John at 404-726. Open us up a phone line, 404-726-0929. You and I just kind of talking and chatting some sports on a Thursday night. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, how you doing, man? I just called in. We talked earlier, but I didn't talk expound on my thoughts about it. I'm a big time Braves fan. I do believe it's a big series. I hope they can win at least two out of three in this series. But my thing is, we got a team I really believe can win the World Series. I hope, like you said, that they can get somebody like Hader. But if they can't get him, I said just be on the safe side. Just go ahead and get them an ace starter. And the reason I say that is because we can't guarantee that Matt Free or Kyle Wright, when they come back, they're going to be back. And the way we saw them before they got hurt. And the reason I say that is because look at Mike Soroka. I mean, he's coming back, but he goes in between, like trying to find his old rhythm. And the reason why is because he's been out so long. And, you know, when they come back, they come back in the middle of the season. So I'm hoping that they come back the way we think they're going to come back and be all blaze. But I even remember last year, we thought Free and Smith were going to be okay. And then we got the playoff. Bobo either was sick or got hurt. So I'm always saying, look, if we got a team that we know can hit, the more pitching you have, the most aces you can get. And the way the Braves making money, it will hurt to get another one. That just make your team stronger. Just like the Astros were last year when they pitched hurt. And they just moved to the bullpen. So my thing is, we can't get that ace closer coming out. Get you another ace starter. But just make sure you make some kind of move, man, because I don't want them to waste it. Because, like I said, I really believe they can do it this year. But all right, I want to hear your thoughts about it, man. And God bless you.
Yeah, God bless you too, Bobby. I'll put my faith in, you know, Alex Anthopoulos has made two of the greatest trade deadline moves I've ever seen a general manager make. You remember back, but 4 or 5 years ago when he had no bullpen and he went out and got Mark Melancon and he got Chris Martin and, you know, and they made Will Smith and they got all three of those guys right at the trade deadline and turned them into 7, 8, 9 down the stretch. And then, of course, the much discussed move to the outfield a couple of years back in the World Series year with Soler and Jock and, of course, Eddie Rosario. So he'll make a move here. It just seems to me that the only real hole on the team right now would be for a left-handed reliever. My faith in A.J. Minter is somewhat shaken. There's a loss on this team from an injury that we don't talk about enough, and that's the loss of Tyler Matzek. And losing him for the entire year, I don't know what's going to happen in the future with Matzek. I don't know what's going to happen in the future with Ian Anderson. They haven't given up on Ian Anderson, by the way. Of course, he's been injured too, long-term. And I don't know if Michael Soroka will ever get back to being that. Can Colby Allard find something in his career, late in his career? I mean, there's a lot of ifs and buts and candies and nuts here. Not to mention Max Fried coming back and maybe potentially Kyle Wright. So there's a lot of question marks about that pitching staff. I agree with you, Bobby. But in my world right now, I think that I look at Kirby Yates and Colin McHugh, even Iglesias, and I go, Minter, and I go, you know what? If I could get a frontline lockdown kind of guy, like a Josh Hader, I think I would do it. And I would, if the Padres want Vaughn Grissom and A.J. Smith-Shawver, I'd do it. But that's just me. 404-726-0929. If you want to be part of the program, we're talking about the Hawks and the Braves, both big stories here. Let's go to Chip. Hey, Chip.
Hey, how you doing? It's good to hear your voice. I know you looked on yesterday by mail, but we ain't going to go back to that. I thought that was kind of messed up. But nonetheless, we're going to get to the script here. I like what our Braves doing, man. We need to win this thing. And the way they playing, I don't even want to have a break because they playing top-notch baseball. So, yeah, we need to win it. And for the whole goal, and I want to have a little dialogue with you on this whole thing.
Okay.
First of all, it didn't work with Jonte. When you got two guards like them, for one thing, both of them like to play with the ball in the hand. I noticed that the offense seemed to get stagnated when Jonte got the ball. And don't get me wrong, he's a good ball player. Created his own shot. You know, he's a good ball player, but I didn't think that was what the Hawks needed. I kind of think they needed a shooter or two because you got to remember when Trey came in the league, and I got to give Trey his props. He sacrificed his game because he came in shooting threes and shooting the ball and everything. And he downrated, I ain't going to say he downrated the game, but I say he wasn't as selfish. He say, hey, y'all want me to be a facilitator, I can do that too. You got to remember he got Capella to where he could score double-digit points. At one point, Capella wasn't doing nothing but getting rebounds. So, kudos still go to our point guard. I just don't think it's going to work, and I'd just like to get your, you know, opinion about it.
I thought there was an interesting little note, Chip, that kind of went by and by after the season was over, and that was from Trey saying that Quinn Snyder had really talked to him about going back to being a much more of a three-point shooter and really working on his three-point game in the offseason. And I wonder if he was trying to say to Trey, look, we want to make DeJounte the point. We want you to be kind of an off-ball facilitator, and we want you to shoot threes because you'll extend. Nobody outside of Steph Curry, nobody extends defenses in the NBA more than Trey Young because of his ability to hit logo threes. So you've got to kind of come out 30, 32 feet away from the basket with the one guy to open up the floor. You want to talk about opening up the floor. That if he just stands on this side of the logo, you can't just let him stand there. He's not on the line. He's yeah. But he can shoot it from there. You know, but go Curry, go guard him. So I don't know. It'll be interesting. And you're right. He has we talked about it. He's kind of lost his 3-point game where he was, you know, logo Trey here. So it is going to be fascinating to see how. And again, if Quinn Snyder, I'm going to leave a lot of this to Quinn Snyder. I have no problem with not doing much of anything, in the sense that as long as you get 10 wins better, I'm good. But you got to get 10 wins better. You know, so let's see what they do on the court here. Do I think that Quinn Snyder could be worth a number of wins as a coach? I want to believe that. I really kind of did like where this team was down the stretch. And, you know, then again, let's talk about the fact that you beat Miami in the playoffs and you did take the Celtics to six. But that's kind of where you're at in terms of your ceiling, though. That's the thing. You look at the team and go, okay, that's pretty much our ceiling. And, right now, again, what did you do to raise that ceiling here in this offseason? You didn't do anything. You know, you did literally nothing to raise it in the offseason. I mean, you re-signed DeJounte Murray. He was already under contract. So that's a net, it'll affect 2024 or 2025. And that's great. That's fine. I mean, but that didn't affect now. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't change anything. You haven't added anybody to this. You've added Rudy Gay and Ty Washington. No offense to those guys. That's not exactly the power move you need to make in the East. You got rid of John Collins and added Rudy Gay and Ty Washington. You know, I mean, that was what you kind of, you know, all right. 404-726-0929. We're talking about the Hawks and the Braves here. Thank you, Chip, for the call. Sports Radio 92 on the game. Is it an important series of the Braves? I kind of think it is. I'm not saying it's Mondo important. Just to really put a button on what has been a phenomenal first half to go down there against the Rays. The Rays have now lost. Did they lose that game? I think they did. I think they've lost now five in a row. And the Phillies swept them down there. Yep, Phillies went down and swept them in Tampa, and the Rays have lost five in a row. Phew, man. So maybe you're catching them at a good time. Let's go down and step on their necks, too. And what do you make of the DeJounte Murray deal on Sports Radio 99 game in the Odyssey app?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.